good sin.
Yes, 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 it is that time. I am Tim Rocky. You are listening to the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene. As always, we have got a wonderful show filled with the latest and greatest in sports numbers, news, and nonsense. To finish out the show, we've got a little bit of sports, a little bit of news, a little bit of jazz, a little bit of blues. We're going to play all sorts of stuff all over the place. We'll talk about all sorts of stuff. Man, I just thought of that on the fly. It is a wonderfully bluesy Tuesday. It was supposed to be raining all day. Boss in the morning said, hey, everybody got your rain gear. And then about, 11 o'clock, all the clouds just decided they didn't want nothing to do with me. If you are a baseball fan, it is a wonderful time to be you. There are games going on all over the place. I coach the Palmer Pioneers Post 15 American Legion team, and we held tryouts last week. We're going to be holding a second tryout next week. Last week, we had 22 participants in tryouts. I just want to shout out to the 14 and 19-year-old baseball-playing population of Palmer, Alaska, for coming out and dedicating themselves to a summer of baseball and improving their skills. And last year, in my inaugural season coaching, we had only 15 kids show up to two different tryouts, so 22 in the first week is pretty sweet. We're going to, play some music, consult with our statistics department. We're going to be playing some music from Soundgarden, whose lead singer, Chris Cornell, tragically committed suicide this past week. And so, as we did, all of 2016 with the passing of many musical legends, I'm going to continue that theme and remember the art that Cornell left behind. So we're going to finish off this little Black Keys ditty right here, and then we're going to be into Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden. You are listening to the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene with me, Tim Rocky, on 89.5 FM. We'll be right back.
just disappear.
That was Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden. Of course, Cornell was also in Audioslave, also did a bunch of side projects. Fantastic musician. Very sad to see him go as soon as he did and in the way that he did. Getting back to the lighter side of the show. So, sports is what I like to talk about, if you haven't picked that up yet. We've got, of course, a wonderful show for you today. And so, getting into the sports that I really like to talk about, that would be baseball in Palmer. The Palmer Moose last night won the Woodbat game by a score of 10-9. Now, let me tell you a little history about the Woodbat game. I played in four of them in my time because the Woodbat game is known as the senior night game, where, you know, all the seniors on the team get their due, get their playing time, no matter if they've been a one-year player, if they're the last guy on the roster, if they're the superstar. Everybody goes in, and then each coach will pull all their seniors off the field for one last time in the regular season at the same time. It's a Woodbat game, which is irregular for high school. There are various restrictions on bats. There have been two or three changes the last 5 years just on the bats that teams can use in games, but Woodbats is how it started, and Woodbats is how it goes down in the senior night game between Palmer and Colony. So I don't recall a time that Palmer head coach Dave Combs has won the Woodbat game recently. They played a great game last year. Jacob Almeida had a number of out-of-nowhere strokes with the Woodbat, and last night, going down in the seventh, they were down 9-4. They score six runs, and on a James Nelson single up the middle with two men on base, they end up winning 10-9. So congratulations to Dave Combs. Congratulations to the Palmer High School seniors. That would be Aaron Christensen, Austin Lyon Ferris, and Mr. Cody Grogan on a season well played. A couple of those kids and a couple of the Colony High School players will be spending some time in the Palmer Pioneers American Legion team this summer. And just to give you a quick rundown of the schedule, we start our season on the 7th of June. Because the Little League uses the field and so graciously lets us use the field, we don't really get a home game for the first couple weeks of the season. But we start on the 7th of June in Anchorage, three games that week. And then our first home game is the 18th of June, which is a Sunday, against East, and that is sure to be a good game. They were the team that knocked us out of the Mattson tournament last year. So, and I'm going to umpire a Little League game tonight, 6:30 at the Palmer Senior Field. If you want to come watch some free baseball, it's out there, folks. Go find it. Okay, let's get into some professional sports, the fun stuff, the quote-unquote important stuff. Today, right now, at halftime, the Celtics lead the Cavaliers 57-47. Now, coming into this series with the Celtics, the Cavaliers were 8-0 in the playoffs. They had not yet lost. And they beat the pants off the Celtics in the first two games. It was not close, but on Sunday night, even without Isaiah Thomas, who's battling flu-like symptoms, the Celtics pulled out a 111-108 victory on an Avery Bradley buzzer beater. It wasn't quite a buzzer beater, but the shot that he hit, they run a great play where there's a screen by Al Horford. Marcus Smart has the ball. Smart, who I think is just a third-year player, had 27 points, 5 rebounds, and 7 assists in Isaiah Thomas's absence. So Smart takes the reins. Avery Bradley has a great game. LeBron only scores 11 points, breaking some ridiculous streak where he had at least 15 points in every single playoff game ever. Avery Bradley, with 20 points in the game, hits the game-winning shot. It goes up, bounces off the rim, off the backboard, off the rim again, and just kind of chills there for a minute and says, "I got you. I got you." And the Celtics beat the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Now, this was the first time the Cavaliers had lost all season, as I said. On the other side of the bracket, the Western Conference Finals, of course, Kawhi Leonard was knocked out of the Western Conference Finals with an ankle injury he suffered falling on Zaza Pachulia's foot after a jump shot, so they really had no shot. The Warriors ran away with a 129-115 victory over the Spurs. Kevin Durant had 29 points, 12 rebounds, and 4 assists in that one. This was last night. Steph Curry had 36 points. Draymond Green had 16 with 8 rebounds, 8 assists, and 2 steals. It is obviously going to be a clash of the Titans. I think there's no way that the Celtics really come back and beat the Cavaliers, but at this point, we know that the Golden State Warriors will have more rest than the Cavaliers have. Andre Iguodala is questionably healthy. Klay Thompson is kind of a shell of himself. He went 3 of 13 from field goal range last night. He went 1 of 5 from 3. Of course, he hit 3 of his 4 free throws, but Klay Thompson is not in a rhythm. Their bench players are, you know, the Warriors bench, they're excellent, but James Michael McAdoo, Matt Barnes, David West, JaVale McGee, that's who you're going to rely on to go against the Cavaliers second unit, which has been outstanding and has been bolstered during the season with guys like Deron Williams and Channing Frye. It's going to be interesting to see if the offensive explosivity of the Golden State Warriors can really keep up with the size and the ability of the Cavs to play any style of basketball. Now, their bench features guys like Richard Jefferson, Deron Williams, Iman Shumpert, Kyle Korver, and Deron Williams. To go along with James Jones, who's been on LeBron's team every time he's won a championship. Let's not forget that the Cavaliers bench is excellent. The big three of Kyrie, Kevin Love, and LeBron James going against the big three of Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Kevin Durant is a matchup I'm so ready to watch. But in this current game, the Celtics now, in the start of the third quarter, lead 59-49. Jay Crowder has 13. He is 3 of 3 from deep. Kelly Olynyk, who absolutely buried the Washington Wizards last week, has 10 points on 5 of 10 shooting. And Avery Bradley has 13. Still no Isaiah Thomas in this one. It's going to be kind of a war of attrition of can Boston really hold off Cleveland long enough to give the advantage to Golden State in that rest aspect of it, where can the Golden State Warriors really get to the point where practicing without the coach who has brought them to so many wins, they are without Steve Kerr and Mike Brown is at the helm. Steph Curry has had questionable effectiveness in the playoffs. You know, he's great dribbling all over people and making these ridiculous shots during the regular season, but when it gets down to playoff basketball and these guys are not just fighting for paychecks anymore, they're fighting for pride, and it gets nitty, it gets gritty, it gets kind of dirty. Kyrie kind of did a number on Steph Curry last year. So I'm excited to see how the NBA Finals end up. We've been waiting for this since the Kevin Durant trade. It's been the only thing that's on basketball fans' minds. It's going to be a good one. All right, I would like to kick it to some blues, because that's what I do. You're listening to the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene, and I'm Tim Ryan.
One more time. Don't let your women move up to gold. Don't let your women move up to gold. Don't let your
All right, I got to bring it down for just a minute. So I enjoyed taking classes from Mr. Stan Harris while I was in high school. I know so many people in the city of Palmer have done the same. He retired this past school year. I was not able to attend his graduation or his retirement celebration as I was busy coaching. But I want to play some Stan Harris right now. So enjoy. If we can get some volume. Anytime now. If I would love to do just a show based on things that he's taught me, when he throws his glasses down, you know, it's about to happen. It's about to get real. He's about to let you know something. And there are so many people who have had their lives affected through the teaching of music that this man had over decades in the Matanuska, Susitna Borough School District, Palmer, and, Palmer High School and Palmer Middle School in particular. I can't get this to play right now, but trust me, this will be on the short list of things that I need to get into the radio waves as soon as possible. All right, that's about it for the show for me. I'm going to bump it with some Shania Twain for my boy Nick DeBach, because I know you would want to hear some of that. So you're listening to the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene. Hope you enjoyed it. It's 89.5 FM.
Having a party. Wanna come?
Nah, I don't think so, baby.
Oh, come on. It's gonna be lots of fun.
Stay at home.
Oh no, it's gonna be really, really hot.
Starting to sound good.
I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Maybe, maybe I should.
There'll be lots of one-on-one.
It's a good beat.
Try something new.
I wanna try that too.
I tell you that.